Hello?
Anyone there? Calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and want to ask a few questions about issues that are facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And what is your age, please?
I'm in my 50s.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous ones, less important, or about the same?
Most important.
Okay, is that much more, or just somewhat more, a little bit?
Most more.
Much more, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Independent. Oh, Democrat. Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very strong.
Oh, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
Very
satisfied.
Satisfied
or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same, all right. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from the options I'll give you. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Border security. Creating more jobs and raising wages. Reducing crime. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Combating division and racism. Protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or improving K-12 public school education.
I can't comment on that one.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0, the complete opposite, right? Very cold and unfavorable. 50 would be neutral. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Tim Scott.
Neutral.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay. Okay, then we have Kamala Harris. 100, all right. Then we have Eric Hovde.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Jill Stein.
Never heard of him.
Never heard. Joe Biden's the next one.
Hundred.
Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay, then we have Tammy Baldwin.
I'm going to go 50 on her.
50. All right. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans, 75.
75.
They at least try to do something.
Gotcha. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Biden,
okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and candidates were Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde, for whom would you vote?
No comment.
Okay. All right. Give me one sec. Which candidate would you lean towards supporting, Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hovde?
Tammy Baldwin.
Okay. We're almost going to be done. I appreciate your patience so far. Quickly moving on. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Okay, a lot, some, or only a little?
A little.
A little, okay. Has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much more, I'm sorry, much less or somewhat less?
Less favorable.
Okay. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's not my candidate.
Okay. Anything else you want to share?
No.
No. Okay. Not my candidate. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? I'll read you a list and please choose two of them. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
The rights.
Okay.
And the crime.
Crime. Okay. Give me 1 second. Right. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with the issue I'm going to mention. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
Who do you think? Joe Biden. Do you think he would do a somewhat better job or a much better job?
Much better job.
Much better, okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Much better, too, or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. And securing our borders.
Joe Biden. Much better.
Much better. Gotcha. Thank you. We're almost going to be done, so I once again appreciate your patience. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or it doesn't make a difference to you?
It doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree. Are you finished?
Almost. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often. Often. Not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Switching gears a little, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling you completed?
Associate degree.
Associates. Okay. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I have no children.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Democrat.
Right, from which of these options, I'm sorry? Liberal, moderate, or conservative? Which one?
Liberal.
Is that very liberal or somewhat?
Very. Somewhat.
Okay. All right, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly none.
Hardly, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Inner city.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the U.S.?
No.
One or more of your parents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside the U.S.?
No.
Lastly, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Very well, survey has been completed. We cannot thank you enough for your participation. It means a lot to us. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.